Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. When it comes to selling your crochet, it's a numbers game. It's all about getting more people to see your crochet to get that one sale. You have to get a lot of people looking to get one sale. And that's not unique to crochet. That is the way it works for any business. For every 100 people that see your crochet, you may get one sale. Because not everyone who comes across your shop, not everyone who comes across your crochet, will want to take a closer look. Some people are just not interested. It's just not their thing. They don't like the look of it. They don't like the particular item that you've made. They may not be into your crochet patterns. They may not be interested in reading your blog. They may not be interested in buying what you make, but some will be. And they will go, oh, that's interesting. I'll take a closer look. And so they'll start clicking on your social media or your website or your Etsy shop and go take a look around. And of those people, a lot of them will go, oh, interesting, but it's not for me. But some will stay and look even closer. They may start clicking on your descriptions, going through the different photos that you have available. They'll start looking at the prices. They'll start looking at delivery times. And of those people, some will go, meh, maybe next time. But one person may buy. And that's why you need people. You need a lot of people to see your crochet. Because the more people who see you, the more chance you have of making that sale. It's a numbers game from start to finish. It's about getting the right people's attention to make that one sale. The more people who see you and your crochet, the quicker you will make that sale so that you can go through the numbers game again to get the next sale. That might sound a bit depressing, but it's the same for any business. Think about the adverts you see everywhere. You see them on TV. You see them when you're scrolling web pages. You see them on the side of the bus as you're walking down the street. Advertisements are everywhere. Of all the adverts that you see, how many of those products do you actually buy? And the answer is very few. Advertising works by having lots of people see it in order to find the few who want it. You need to filter through all those people who don't want you to find the people that do. And you're not for everyone. Your crochet is not for everyone. It's for the right people. But you've got to find those right people. The right people have to see your crochet, which means getting it seen. And that's why either being on social media or getting found through search results using SEO is so important. If you are just sitting there in your little corner and just squeaking away very quietly, no one's going to see you. If you are relying on social media but are not going out there and interacting in other people's groups, if you're not writing engaging content, if you're not going and commenting on other people's pages, you're not going to get seen. Social media requires you to be social, but if you're just posting on your page and doing nothing else, that's not going to work. No one's going to see you. No one's going to know you exist. which means you won't get sales. If you're relying on getting found in Google search results, but you're not putting out any content that will get found on Google, or you're not learning how to write descriptions that appear in search results, well, that's not going to work either. The only way to get your crochet seen is to do the work that gets you seen. It's not going to happen by some miracle. This takes work. You have to put the work in for people to see your amazing craft. Your fabulous crochet is going to sit alone in a dark corner, unclaimed, unless you do the work. And that means learning what you need to do. You've got to get the numbers in. You've got to get lots and lots of people to see your crochet to get that one sale. Dropping your prices will not do the trick, because if nobody can see it, nobody's going to know you've dropped your prices. No one's going to know about your crochet in the first place to know about your prices to begin with. Changing your niche will not work if you are not putting in the work to get your crochet seen. The right people are out there, but if you are not doing the work so that they can see it, your crochet is going nowhere. It will not sell. It will not make you money if you do not put yourself out there. Now, I know getting yourself out there and in front of lots of people is scary. It makes you feel incredibly vulnerable to take that leap into the open, to show your crochet to the world. It's scary. Social media can be a terrifying place. Trolls exist. And if you get no comments, you feel ignored. You feel unseen. But no comments doesn't mean you're not getting seen. It just means that no one's commented yet. There are lurkers everywhere who will buy from the things they see while ever commenting on a social media post. I know, because I'm one of them. I am the chief lurker on social media. I rarely comment, but I am browsing. I buy from small businesses all the time. It's very bad of me not to comment on their post to help them out, but that's just me. So no comments doesn't mean people aren't seeing. Your customers could very well be lurkers like me. So don't let that dishearten you either. The idea of being found in Google search results is also terrifying, because if you even get on that first page, well, why isn't that of the responsibility? It's potentially opening the floodgates. But unless you do get on that first page, no one's going to find you in the first place. You either put yourself out there, or you hide in the corner and accept that your crochet will never make you any money. You need people to see what you do. There is no two ways about it. You have to use one of these strategies. And that's what I've been talking about in a series I've been doing in my Members Only podcast about getting new eyes on your business. So if you want to check that out, go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success. And you can access those Members Only episodes right now. Because getting new eyes on your business is all about these numbers. You need the numbers to get seen. You need new eyes on your business constantly to get seen. And that means you either delve into the world of social media, or you delve into the world of SEO and get found in search results. Don't forget, it's not just Google. It's Etsy. It's Pinterest. It's YouTube. It's Shopify. It's Amazon Handmade. It's Ravelry. All of these platforms use search engines. People search these platforms to find what they want. And it all works the same way. Every single one of them uses the same system. SEO, search engine optimization. That's how you get found. Just like there are various different platforms for social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, LinkedIn, if possibility for crochet. Those are social media platforms. You choose one of these two methods, but which platform that you use of these two is up to you. If you don't like Instagram, don't use Instagram. If you don't like YouTube and making videos, don't use YouTube and videos. You only need one place to do this. You can find your ideal customer anywhere, on any platform, as long as you do the work to make it work. If you don't put that work in and invite new people to see your crochet, it's never going to be a business, because a business has to make money. And if you're not putting yourself out there and getting new people to see your crochet, getting those numbers in, getting all those people to see your fabulous work, you're never going to make money. So you won't have a crochet business. There is no way to do this without getting people to see your crochet. You've got to have the numbers. You've got to keep doing it. If you can get one sale, you can get two. If you can get two sales, you can get 10. If you can get 10 sales, you can get 100. But you've got to keep putting yourself out there. You've got to keep working on the SEO. You've got to keep working on the social media. You don't necessarily have to do both. They both have pros and cons to them. But you have to choose one. You have to do something. And if you're not doing the work, the numbers are not going to come. If they don't come, you will not sell. And that's the harsh reality. Taking the leap of wanting to have a crochet business is courageous to begin with. This thing takes work. Crochet business is not easy. If it was, everyone would be doing it. It's a courageous step to take. It's a lot of work. But you got to take the next step. And the next step is to steal your courage again to get yourself in front of as many people as possible. It's scary. I know it is. Been there, done that. I still get the heebie-jeebies sometimes about it. I know every time I update my SEO, I publish a blog post, I put a video on YouTube, I'm inviting more people in. Do I get criticizing comments? Yes. The hard part is not taking that personally and not putting me off. It's very easy to take those criticisms and assume that every other person who has seen my crochet is thinking the same thing. But they're not. One person's comment is just, it's their problem. It doesn't mean everybody else has the same thing. Everyone thinks differently. It's just one person. Ignore them and carry on. Now if you get a whole bombardment of comments, that's something that, you know, something's gonna be wrong there. But for one person, nah. It's just them being picky. You do need a bit of a thick skin in this game. Because there will be comments that you don't like that might just be snarky, might just be nitpicking, but it's very easy to let them hurt you. And you do have to deal with that. And that is something that comes with having more people looking at your crochet. Something you do have to learn to deal with. But you should not let them get to you and put you off your ambitions. Putting yourself out there, it is scary, but it's also necessary if you're going to sell your crochet, because getting sales is a numbers game. The more people who come and see your crochet, the more sales you will make. So you need to keep those numbers of people coming through the doors, coming onto your social media, onto your website, onto your Etsy shop, wherever your crochet is. You've got to keep getting those views. You've got to keep getting people taking an interest. And the only way to do that is to keep putting you and your crochet out there for as many people to see as possible. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.